from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It's been a minute since we've had Madonna on the show, so I thought, why the hell not?
You know you got to.
What a great song. Speaking of expressing yourself.
What was the fight about at the nudist colony? We're not making fun of two dead people.
But it's just, you know, I was kind of listening to you, kind of. And then I heard nudist colony, and then my ears perked up because you don't hear that in the news every day.
Apparently, some neighbors at a nudist camp in Southern California out in the desert were fighting over a pepper bush. And
oh boy, I knew it.
And the couple.
Dana is crying already.
They're almost 80. And they have been found dead, and their neighbor has been arrested. And so it seems like it was some type of neighborly spat that escalated.
Okay.
Over probably a bush.
I think if we
between
look.
Between the properties.
Can we stop? Just.
I think if we looked.
Reel it in a little bit.
Landscaping is one of the most common causes of the neighborhood dispute.
That is accurate.
There have been very high profile cases. Some people who are famous have
got to keep it manicured, you know.
Come on.
If you look this up, wasn't Martha Stewart one of them? Or wasn't it David Letterman? Somebody
Letterman
like that
was
had
some sort of dispute,
a
with
dispute
the
on the property line with, I think it was trees. And I'm telling you, if you look at this, the worst neighbor disputes in America, it is either land, lawn, or landscaping based.
Or love.
Or love.
I'm just trying to put another L in there.
Yes, for alliteration. Appreciate that.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. Oh my gosh, which by the way, that reminds me, I'm going squirrel just for a minute.
Lewd and lascivious.
Did you see HBO has re-upped my favorite show of all time, Somebody Somewhere, with my favorite comedian and actress of all time, Bridget Everett. October 27th, mark your calendars, and I have already been in contact with HBO to try to get her on the program. She comes back all the time because the show is based out of
what's it called?
Manhattan, Kansas. Somebody Somewhere.
Yeah, Somebody Somewhere. Yeah, you were a huge fan of that.
Oh my God. It is so good.
Sam, did you say earlier that The Acolyte was canceled?
The what?
I believe they canceled The Acolyte, yes.
That was one of the best new Star Wars TV shows yet.
It was all over Reddit that the Star Wars franchise fans were up in arms because The Acolyte was canceled. Oh. I didn't really look into it because, frankly, I don't care.
Well, I do because I love that show, and they left a great cliffhanger at the end of season one.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
Don't hold your breath.
Wait, there's nothing worse than the cliffhanger at season one, and then the executives are like, yeah, we're not renewing it.
I thought it did pretty well, and it was one of my, I think it was one of the better.
I thought it started strong, and it was okay. You know, it was a good Star Wars story. And then,
really,
of course, they left it open-ended.
I'm not going to lie. I want to watch Beetlejuice, the second one. I'm not going to lie. I love
Michael
Catherine
Keaton.
O'Hara, Michael Keaton, all of the cast, but O'Hara.
Oh, I hope
oh
they
my
do some
God,
good
O'Hara
fan
is amazing.
Service.
Yeah, I think there will be nods to the original.
Mm-hmm.
Afraid is out, which looks scary as hell. Alien, which I'm dying to see, looks amazing. Blink Twice is one of them with Channing Tatum that I really want to see.
I can't believe you haven't seen the new Alien.
I know. It's on my list, and then we went out of town this weekend. But Reagan is the other one.
Yeah, that looks good.
Really looks good.
By the way, The Acolyte got canceled because of zero viewers. The first episode was gangbusters. They had a massive opening episode.
That's not true.
And it just dropped.
It dropped to one viewer in the Midwest.
Right. Scott watched each episode four times.
In Western Shawnee, they were like, that guy's just hanging on to this thing.
Put me on the list. I watched.
Target demographic, I love one house.
Well, here's the thing. Last night, I was like, I want to watch something. So I'm like, oh, The Acolyte. That's right. And I went in to watch it, and I'm like, oh, I already finished it? Oh, I didn't even remember. So maybe, you know.
Years are catching up with you, Dan. Losing your mind a little bit. Real quick from the New York Post, your long-held suspicions are confirmed. According to a new report, your phone is listening to you.
Yes.
A marketing firm whose clients include Facebook and Google has privately admitted that it listens to users' smartphone microphones and then places ads based on the information that it picks up. Cox Media Group, the television and radio news conglomerate, admitted in a pitch deck to investors that its, quote, active listening software uses AI to capture real-time intent data by listening to conversations.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. What if I am in my office talking to my attorney or an exam room speaking with my physician?
Is your phone on you?
That's illegal. There is no way that some call-taking ding-a-ling making $10 an hour has the legal right to listen into my phone when I'm in an exam room with my doctor.
Did you click the box that said, I agree to the terms and conditions?
It doesn't matter. That's still an invasion of my privacy. I have medical information rights. They won't even call to tell you, Scott, what my test results are in case I put you down as, yeah, you can call Scott and tell him my test results.
Fill that out?
I think with law, with contract law, the contracts, even if you sign them, cannot remove your own rights.
You would have HIPAA rights.
Well, like the rights of privacy, et cetera, the contract cannot take those away.
But you gave that app the right to access your microphone whenever they wanted to. It doesn't matter what it's picking up. You gave, you literally gave them permission to be a listening
then
device on your person.
I am an undercover police officer doing a drug buy. You start to see what I'm saying. There are certain things in America that you have the right to privacy.
Or what if I'm in the military?
Bingo.
And we've just given deployment orders, and I'm talking to my wife, explaining that I'm going to be gone for a while, and we're headed here.
Well, you don't carry around a run-of-the-mill iPhone.
Well, but Sam, you're trying to divert to an area that, and I understand what you're saying, but that is not a valid argument for smashing the privacy rights of someone who works with the Pentagon. That you check the box. No, no, no.
They're listening in on everything that you're doing, no matter where you take the phone.
But that's what I'm saying. So list, Dan, the top 10 things where you as an American have absolute privacy rights. Period.
Doctor's office.
Psychiatrist's office.
In your own home.
I would argue in your own home, but Alexa, we're paying them to listen to us to tell her to turn on the...
I agree. Leader. It's a violation of your rights, but and you can go in and turn the settings off. I've gone in and turned mine off, and they're probably still doing it. But I agree that it's a violation of the rights. But once you agree to that, you give them permission to use that microphone whenever they want to. It doesn't matter where you are.
In order to go, you have to shut off your microphone, correct, Sam?
You can make it so that their apps are not allowed to use your microphone unless explicitly asked in a given scenario.
Okay, I'm in settings now. We're going to have to tell people how to do this. We're all shutting it off right now. Now, the problem, let me give you one example where that's a problem.
You sign up for a new app and you have to go in and do
true.
It every time.
Here's another. If you go to Google and I say, I don't want you tracking me, and I say, where is the nearest Red Door Grill? It will give me Red Door Grill in Phoenix.
Chicago.
Yep. Anywhere in the world, there's a Red Door Grill. It does not automatically understand as it would if you allowed tracking, that, oh, yeah, I want the one around the corner from me.
The price of convenience is your privacy.
So there's somebody.
Well said. Is that an original thought?
It is.
No, it's not.
That's good. That was good.
I mean, I just thought of it right now, so.
That's not. I was listening to you before you said it, and I knew you were going to say it. And now I'm going to copyright it and steal it. It's now my original thought.
So listen to this. Right. And they know, these companies, Facebook, Google, Amazon, they know that what they're doing is not popular with their customers.
You think?
So listen to this. CMG, that's Cox Media Group, noted in the deck that consumers, quote, leave a data trail based on their conversations and online behavior, and that the AI-powered software collects and analyzes said behavioral and voice data from 470-plus sources. A slideshow that they were speaking with investors. The slideshow includes claims that Facebook, Google, and Amazon are clients of Cox Media Group, CMG. Google immediately removed Cox Media Group from its Partners Program website after it was contacted for comment.
You know why? Even the shareholders in that meeting are being listened to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. And I don't know why you would admit this. I mean, we've all had our suspicions over the years.
It's not like we didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's had the suspicion that we're being listened to, but finally somebody comes out and says, yeah, it's true.
I'm turning all these things off.
We're listening to you. Now,
I'm going to make you guys tinfoil hat wearers by the end of the day.
I'm telling you what.
End of the day? I might not get to the end of the show.
I'm shutting it all down. I'm not even going to know how to get home tonight.
Just go straight.
It didn't move. Your home is still where it was.
I don't know that. My phone's off.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. If you want to weigh in here on Dana and Parks.
There it is.
So there's a story in the New York Post, if you want to check it out when you get home, where Cox Media Group, which is a TV and radio news conglomerate, admitted in a pitch deck to investors that its active listening software uses AI to capture real-time intent data by listening to our conversations. That's a direct quote from the report. CMG noted in the deck that consumers, quote, leave a data trail based on their conversations and online behavior. Now,
I know what you're going to say before you even say it. I'm going to say the same thing.
What?
Online behavior trail is completely different than eavesdropping into someone's private home doctor lawyer conversation. If you want to say to me that you have agreed to give up your rights when I click on Facebook Marketplace and I'm like, I would like to buy a kayak. That's going to be sold to somebody to start pushing me ads for kayaks. I understand that.
Well, Facebook's also a private company that you agree to participate with.
That is completely different than the I'm having a private conversation with my partner about this weekend and what we want to do. And would you like to go kayaking? And then someone is listening. A third party human being is listening on the other end.
But it's not a human being. It's AI that's listening. Care. But
someone's collecting the data. And then starts pushing you that stuff.
I don't just, once you're in the home, you know, I mean, because.
What if I start telling my lawyer that, yes, in fact, I murdered someone?
Well, that would be a key word that it would flag.
Does AI start shoving you chloroform?
Or do they?
Defense attorneys?
Do they have an obligation to tell the authorities?
Well, that's the other question. It's a computer. Who's they?
Well, but if it flagged murder, I mean, because
they've used that in certain trials, Alexa, or whatever you call it.
What is happening is, you know, there's not another human being on the other side of this mystical wall.
No, there wouldn't be enough people.
Right, of course. I mean, there'd have to be somebody listening for every person that has a phone.
And then who listens to them?
Right.
Whoa.
But the algorithm is built into the AI where they're listening for keywords. And probably aren't them, but they're looking for vacation or resort, Mexico,
but
Europe.
To Dana's point about somebody listening in, they could.
Theoretically, I guess you're right.
If they wanted to, they most certainly could.
Let's get to the phones. 586-7798. Bob in Kansas City. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going very well. Thank you.
Awesome. A few years ago, I watched a documentary called Social Dilemma.
Yeah.
If you get a chance, watch it. It'll freak you out.
Is that the one about the history of Facebook?
It's about history of everything.
Yeah.
Google, all these companies following you, watching you, listening, and they feed you. And the more you click on something, the more they're going to keep feeding you. That's why if you see a certain program on Reels, you keep getting more of those same Reels. It's called Social Dilemma. Just watch it and formulate your own opinion.
But I like the Reels, Bob. Like, I click on I laugh at Colin Jost and Michael Che, their Reels, all the time. And now all of those are on my feed every time I open my phone, and that makes me happy.
Exactly. That's fine. But if you start watching something that's negative, some violence, you get more of it.
I see.
You keep getting more of it. Mm-hmm. They feed you what you watch. Just watch the program and then formulate your opinion on it.
Bob, you're absolutely right. But one thing before we let you go. We have all agreed to let this happen to us.
Yes and no.
I agree. I won't disagree with you at all. We do it, and I'm kind of starting to follow the Scott Parks rule. Turn it off.
Hey, Bob, they tracked this, and this is so sad and so devastating. They tracked this when it came to girls and boys with tendencies toward anorexia and bulimia. Mm-hmm. And the more content the kids would click on, how do I lose weight? You know what I mean?
And they were pushing them.
Start shoving that content. And what the company tried to say was, well, we're not knowingly shoving harmful content their direction. They are knowingly looking up harmful content. And the AI doesn't understand the difference. It's just, this is the content, so we're going to shove them more.
We're just giving them more. That's right. But I go back to my point. We've invited this into our homes.
For example, when you get an iPhone, you have to sign up for an iCloud account. When you go to sign up for that iCloud account, try to not check the terms and condition boxes. Click no and see what happens. You don't get to have the account. Same thing with Android. You have to make a Samsung account. If you don't click yes, I agree to the terms and conditions, you don't get the account. You either use the technology or you don't.
Jacob in Platte City, real quick before we get to the bottom of the hour. Hello.
Hey, Scott.
Hi.
So I've always known this, or at least had my suspicions about it. And the other day, I was over a friend of mine's house, and he just did the whole carnivore diet deal. And we was talking about it. I was asking questions about it, so on and so forth. Never once did I look it up on my phone, and within an hour after I left his house, open up Facebook, there's all these suggested ads for the carnivore diet.
Yep. It's because they're listening.
Uh-huh. Never once did I look it up, but it was there.
I'll be darned. Jacob, thanks for the call, man. Be good.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye-bye. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. From the LA Times, young children are trained to stop, look, and listen before they cross the street. But in the electric car age, parents might want to put extra emphasis on the word listen. Pedestrians are twice as likely to be hit by an electric or hybrid car than by a vehicle that runs on gasoline, according to a new study out of London.
Hmm.
While crash statistics are not yet robust enough to reach scientific conclusions on the reasons, the researchers hypothesize that the quiet operations of an electric vehicle is the key factor.
Yes, but Tesla, a couple of years ago, I believe, you know, because it will sense that there's a pedestrian around your car. Even if I go to, let's say I'm going to a Royals game and there's an attendant that comes up to the door and says, okay, I want you to park right over here. The car senses that that's a human being outside of the car.
Huh.
And when there is a person within a certain radius of the car, and I don't know what the metrics are, it added back a humming noise on the exterior so that pedestrians can hear it. I can't hear it, but it added some phantom noise.
And now that's a good use of AI.
Yes.
Now, I've heard a variety of nondescript electric vehicles, not just Tesla's, any other electric vehicle that has a similar hum. Is that not just the batteries working?
No, it makes Zero noise, like a golf cart that has come to rest. There is no noise.
You're wasting battery making a humming noise.
Well, only if there's a pedestrian around you.
Huh.
Speaking of vehicles, this guy probably shouldn't be in one ever again. The Jackson County, Kansas Sheriff's Office arrested a man on Friday that it says Jackson County, Kansas. That's up by Topeka, isn't it?
Further, but go ahead.
Do they mean Johnson? Oh, no, it says Jackson.
That would be Holton, Kansas.
Okay. It's making more sense now. The Jackson County, Kansas Sheriff's Department arrested a man on Friday after he led police on a chase that exceeded 100 miles per hour. According to the Sheriff's Department, around 5:30 in the afternoon last Friday, a Jackson County Sheriff's deputy tried to pull over a 2019 Toyota Camry for speeding and breaking other traffic laws. The driver was having none of it. He sped recklessly down U.S. Highway 75 at speeds greater than 100 miles per hour.
Good God.
And drove on the shoulder to pass other cars. That went on for about 11 miles. The driver is identified as 27-year-old Cedric Hatfield of Lenexa.
Huh.
Bond set at 50 grand.
Currently wearing orange.
He was arrested for fleeing and eluding, DUI, incapable of driving safely, improper driving on the roadway, no vehicle registration, and driving without a license.
Okay, can we please talk about the Paralympics? Did you see the first armless archer in history won Paralympic gold? His Twitter handle is Armless Archer. He is a bow and arrow person.
That's what an archer is.
Hits that bullseye, 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 bullseye. He has no arms.
Does it with his feet.
Does it with his feet. His opponent in this final race has arms. Armless
and
archer.
And has now quit the sport.
Beat an archer that has arms. And he's not the only one that I saw that it either doesn't have one arm or both. There was a woman competing as well.
I saw that.
Same thing, uses her foot. It is absolutely incredible. There's also blind soccer. Did you see that?
Sorry?
I swear to you, it was on Twitter today where there is a penalty kick and the goalie is blind and the person kicking the ball is blind. And it said, watch this video. This is how they know that the kick is about to happen. And there's a third party that comes to the end of the goal. And, you know, the poles on the end are metal.
Correct.
And they take like a pen or something and go ting, ting. They whack the pole. And then that means the countdown's on and the kick is coming. And I swear to you, the blind kicker kicks the ball. The blind goalie flings his body in front of the ball and saves the score. It's something.
Very interesting.
I'm telling you, it's something. First, I thought it was clickbait.
Be a man and turn your microphone on in there.
No, at first I thought it was clickbait. It's not. I think you have a heightened sense of hearing, of course.
It does sound like clickbait.
Please don't tell me I was wrong. I'm telling you it's not.
I'm looking this up.
There's a U.S. Association of Blind Athletes.
I'm not making fun of their... Are we allowed to say disability anymore or not?
Here Blindness. It is. Blind okay. Soccer Explained from CNN. What are the rules and why? And why are some players allowed to see? Hold, please. I will educate you.
And while you're looking that up, here's something about the armless archer. He's originally from KCK.
No way.
Really?
Yes. Matt Stutzman? Yes. Born in KCK, and he lives in Fairfield, Iowa.
Wow. Blind soccer often produces some of the most memorable moments at the Paralympics. Remarkable videos of players showing incredible coordination and skill, slaloming through entire teams and scoring have gone viral at previous games. You can expect more of the same now in Paris. This was first introduced in 2004 at the Paralympics in Athens, and it's been featured in every game since. Brazil has, perhaps unsurprisingly, become the team to beat, winning gold at every addition to date. So let me get to the rules. The sport originated as a playground game for school children with visual impairments. Each team is made up of five players, four outfield players, and a goalkeeper. The outfield field players must be classified as completely blind, meaning they have very low visual acuity and no light perception. All of them must wear eye patches and eye shades, as some might see more light and shadows than others. Oh, I see. So to equalize the field.
This is what they look like.
Yeah.
They're reading from the same article.
They wear, yeah.
They're talking about legally blind, not fully blind, as in all they see is darkness.
The goalkeepers, meanwhile, are sighted or partially sighted and provide vital communication to their team in defense, though they have to stay inside the small restricted area around the goal. Each team also has two guides to help them, one at the halfway line and another behind the goal the team is attacking.
And it's on a smaller field than a regular
40 minutes long.
Regulation,
yeah, there's only five field players. It better be smaller. Or you're going to be exhausted.
Okay, now
40
this is,
meters
this
by
is interesting. While soccer matches are renowned for having boisterous and very loud crowds, spectators must remain silent during play in blind soccer because players have to hear the ball.
Turn off your phones.
It's fascinating.
You can't clap?
When there's a goal.
Okay.
But not before. Listen, my hat's off. You know, they're clearly doing something I could not do. I just don't know how they...
I couldn't be in the audience. I couldn't keep my mouth shut for 40 minutes.
I don't know how they find the ball.
And I'm not
trying to be rude.
No, I think there's a little...
Bells inside
of
it?
Yeah, remember beep ball? When you play softball.
Some people are writing in saying it's called bell ball. So they must put bells inside the ball itself.
All right.
So you hear it going tinkle, 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 tinkle.
Check it out. I'm telling you, the shot of the player trying to make that goal and the goalie flinging himself, it is a very neat moment.
But he is partially sighted, the goalie.
Partially.
Because it'd be very difficult to know where the ball was coming at you.
Well, not if it's dinging. Although, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't have a lot of reaction time. I mean, that ball's in the back of the net in less than a second. Well, I mean, even for sighted players, it's just a guess.
Where it's going to go.
Yes, on a penalty
kick. Because you fake it.
It's like swinging a bat in baseball.
Yeah, it's just literally the goalie knows which way he's going long before you ever kick that ball. And they just, based on... your tendency as a player, he usually goes left or upper left or down right. And that's just where they're going to go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if you're a sighted player, you probably have just as much of an opportunity to stop that ball as a blind soccer player does. Anyway. All right. When we get back, what is being banned in schools as the new school year starts around the country? I'll give you one hint, or I'll give you one right off the bat. All black outfits at some U.S. high schools.
Okay.
Mirrors is something else that they're banning at some schools.
Wait, mirrors? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what if I have to check to see if there's snot in my nose or something?
Well, you can turn your phone on and turn the camera around.
Well, no, you can't. Those are banned.
Those are banned too.
I don't know. We'll get to the list. There's a couple that will surprise you.
Score also, a win for boogers.
Something that Dana admitted to doing last week, and apparently it is gaining in popularity in the United States. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Sammy. Story here from CNN. It is a new school year, and with a new school year comes new rules, cell phone bans, dress code changes, in some cases banning hoodies and all black clothing. Even the removal of mirrors from school bathrooms are among the changes schools across America are making in the name of safety and better student engagement. Officials often cite concerns for students' physical or mental health as reasons for the new standards, but the rules and their enforcement are not always cut and dried. 72% of U.S. high school teachers say cell phone distraction is a major problem.
In the
classroom.
Now, the mirrors in the bathrooms are because, and there's been many reports of this, the students are spending hours in the bathroom. They're, hey, teacher, can I go to the restroom? And they don't show up until the end of class because they're in there filming TikToks in the mirror.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. doing things that are not welcome of students of their age or in a school.
Gotcha. Beyond devices, some schools this academic year are turning an eye toward kids' wardrobes in what officials say is an effort to keep them keyed in on class. Open-toed slide sandals, hooded sweatshirts, even Crocs are now against the rules and have been for years at Bessemer City High School in Alabama.
Now, what's wrong with the all-black clothing?
What's wrong with prison slides?
Yeah.
Well, I would agree with that, too.
I'm a huge fan. Come on now.
Tights, hats, sunglasses, bubble slide shoes, headbands, bonnets, bandanas, midriff shorts.
Headbands?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, give me a break.
Tight-fitting.
Do you know who wears headbands? The female soccer players? Basketball players? Caitlin Clark?
Jeans with holes above the knees are being prohibited in some school districts.
Why don't we all just calm down?
Well, they have to put these rules in place because of the few people that will exploit the rule and take it way too far.
I guess it's some school, middle school or something in El Paso is encouraging students to wear lighter colored clothing.
Okay.
As they plan their outfits.
I want to remind everybody, because the Kansas City Royals sent me a bouncy ball, that they are playing tonight. I cannot wait to go home and watch. We really need them to win. But tomorrow night, they have renamed their foul poles. Foul poles, F-O-W-L. And if any of the Royals players hit the foul pole tomorrow night, if you are at the game, you get a free chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Solo dining reservations are taking off in the United States.
I'm in! Mm-hmm. I did it once.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not my favorite thing ever, but I
was going to say, do you plan to never do it again?
No, well, I don't know. I did it once. It was okay. I met a new friend who sat next to me. She was absolutely lovely.
In the United States, solo dining reservations have risen 29% over the last 2 years. They're up 18% this year in Germany, 14% in the United Kingdom.
I found it to be very interesting.
Japan has a special term for solo dining. It's
loser.
Ohitorisama.
Common spelling.
Which translates to, are you seriously going to read that and you don't know what it means?
You know, it means alone.
Oh.
Ohitorisama.
Can I tell you, I thought it was way more cathartic and relaxing to sit at the bar alone and order than I did to like sit at a table and order.
Like, yeah, I could see it being
alone. Yeah, I'm not ready to do that. But sitting around a large bar with the Royals game on, I'm in.
Well, see, because that makes it look like I'm hungry, but I got somewhere to be. I'm just coming in for a quick bite. Where when you get the table,
yeah,
I mean, just put nerd on your forehead.
Well, you just feel like you have to describe it and explain it, like.
Well, and when you're at the bar, you're really not alone. You're sitting with everybody else at the bar. When you're at the table for two and it's just you.
Somebody got stood up tonight.
And you know, like the waiter comes over like, just you tonight?
Yeah, why do they always make that
well,
comment?
Because they're supposed to take the other place setting. They pick up the fork and the knife.
Why do they do that? They're just going to have to put it back down when you leave.
I agree.
We got to run on behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States. The great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The bonus hour is next here on KMBZ.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.